Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And for the Redbird recap, we turn to our sports director, Tom Ackerman. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Scott. How you doing?
Pretty good. Tell us about the game yesterday.
No, they lost 3-1, and there were a lot of fireworks in this one, hit by pitches over the last couple of days, have irritated Wilson Contreras, so he had words. Manny Machado had some words. John Jay didn't like it. He got tossed out of the game. A lot of heat between these two teams. When it really comes down to why the Cardinals lost the game, they couldn't hit. You know, the day before, it was an interesting game where San Diego actually out-hit the Cardinals and lost the game 3-0. The Padres had 11 hits in that game and couldn't score a run. So yesterday, Mike Schilt changed the dynamic a little bit, and he played a little small ball. Bryce Johnson with a base hit to drive in a run. There was an error by Victor Scott on that play. The Cardinals responded with a Jordan Walker double. He's actually swinging the bat a lot better. He actually had some lasers that he hit in Colorado that got caught. That otherwise would have been hits or maybe even home runs. But anyway, he's swinging the bat better. But then in the third, they have, you know, an opportunity to score again. The Padres do, and they do it with a sack bunt that scores Jake Cronenworth driving in a run. You know, that kind of thing. They just play small ball and they do it well. Cardinals could not answer and end up losing the ball game 3-1. So the Cardinals didn't pitch poorly, but they didn't go deep enough. You know, Matthew Liberatore comes back, but he's not going deep into these games. He goes 4 1/3, gives up 2 runs on 5 hits. One of those runs was earned, the other unearned. But he walks a couple, and he ends up throwing 77 pitches and gets pulled from the game, not having completed 5 innings. Kyle Leahy backs him up. Perhaps that was part of the plan because Leahy can pitch multiple innings. He looks great. He pitched 2 2/3. I wonder if Leahy will end up being a starter for this team at some point. The Cardinals inching towards the trade deadline and probably going to deal Ryan Helsley is my guess. We'll talk to John Mozeliak. He's not going to give us names, but to get an idea of where they want to go here. They've got a goal to be great in 2026 and beyond. Chaim Bloom and the front office have got to be great. And Mozeliak's got to set the table for them and let them hit the ground running. And so the proper thing to do here is to examine who has an expired contract and what kind of value you can get in return. Ryan Helsley's going to be one of those guys. If you're not going to make him a qualifying offer, it makes sense to deal him on July 31st or before and to get a good return for the closer. Eventually, you're going to have a closer. His name is Liam Doyle. He is a flame-throwing lefty out of the University of Tennessee, and he's going to be very good for you. And you've got some others that could close in the meantime. Helsley's been a great pitcher for this team, but the Cardinals are in a situation where they need to get better and they need to trade assets that are going to get them good return. Other relievers that are going to get attention, Steven Matz, Phil Maton, Jojo Romero. There's a lot of stuff floating around out there. You just gonna have to sort it out. There was a report yesterday that the Dodgers were eyeing Brendan Donovan. I don't blame them. If I were a team, I'd eye Brendan Donovan too. It's just a matter of do the Cardinals have the stomach to trade away a player like that? You're gonna have to get some good return for a guy like Donovan, who's their best hitter. So Yvonne Herrera. I mean, I'm sure everybody's gonna get looked at and evaluated. It's just, do the Cardinals, what do they identify as their core moving forward? Who do they want to play for Bloom, Rob Serfolio, and the minor league system is one thing, but the other is this current group. You know, what do the Cardinals want to give that front office right now to work with moving forward. And even though the Cardinals might be out of this race, I know they're 2.5 out of the wild card, but they have a lot of teams in front of them. Even though they're out of it, Scott, the question that you have to ask yourself is, who is going to fight for you, and which players are showing you that they are going to be part of this core moving forward? You know, you want to identify the players, even when things aren't going well right now, that are giving you the fight and everything that you have that you want. And also that makes sense for this roster. Like, there are way too many designated hitters, so they're going to have to sort that out. They have to figure out where they're going to make room for J.J. Weatherholt. He's a total stud. He's going to be your second baseman for the future, et cetera. So there's a lot to sort out here.
Yeah, and as you said, there are a couple of games out in the wild card, but a lot of teams in front of them, their schedule. Well, and really, it's hard to say something about their schedule because they'll lose 2 out of 3 to a team like the Rockies in the basement of their division, but then they've won 2 out of 3 against the Padres, who are a pretty dang good team.
This is a team that's going to do that all year. I mean, I said it from the beginning. Don't start looking at the standings. I will not. And I caught myself doing it because they had a great May, but they overachieved. I'm just being honest with you. I looked at this team from the beginning. I said it in April. I am not going to stress over whether this team is going to make the World Series or something. I mean, this is a team we need to evaluate what they're going to be in 2026 and beyond. If they end up catching fire and making it, that's awesome. But really, this is about creating opportunities for younger players and seeing what they've got and mixing in a few veterans and seeing what they still have. Contreras, Arenado, Gray, etc. And all of them stayed. And the Cardinals had a decent team, but they can't function without a rotation. I mean, there's no way. You can't make the playoffs without a rotation. And the Cardinals' rotation is broken. I mean, they've designated Eric Fetty for assignment. They promoted Michael McGreevy. Liberatore can't go 5. Gray gets knocked around here recently. You know, he's a stud, but he got hit. They just can't survive without it. So don't worry about all that. They're going to lose series. They're going to win series. They're going to be a roller coaster up and down team. It's just the way it is. And really, you know, they got everybody excited by having a hot May, but I think we all knew that June probably was going to be a bit of a swoon, and that's what happened. So now here you are. You took the first two against the Padres, and you started to tease everybody again, but the reality of it is, you know, it's a long uphill climb to get to the playoffs. There are a lot of teams in front of you in the wild card race. The division has clearly been taken over by the Cubs and the Brewers. They are the two best teams in the division. The Cardinals are not at their level. I mean, you love the Cardinals tradition, but they have not had a star-studded lineup in a while, and it's time to develop that group and move it forward for the future. It won't take long. It's not going to take forever. But the Cardinals have to get back to that. I mean, they have to get back to owning this division. It's been too long. And so how to do that? You draft, you develop, you pour your resources into the minor league system, and you get this machine going again. And then when you figure out which positions have not developed, you take that money that you have. This isn't the Tampa Bay Rays. This is the St. Louis Cardinals. They have money. Then you go get your free agents and you plug the holes. That's what they want to do. They want to go back to how things used to be when they had the minor league system that was the envy of baseball. That is not the case anymore. They got passed, and they got passed by a lot of teams who put money into technology, facilities, coaching and instruction, all of that. And the Cardinals have to redo all of that at the same time. Again, Chaim Bloom has done this with the Rays, did it with the Red Sox too, but this isn't Tampa Bay. I mean, they can move pretty quickly with that great minor league system that he's expected to build and bring some star caliber players into that if they need to. But when's the last time that they drafted, developed, and held on to a superstar? Yadier Molina. That's the last time. I mean, if you tell me another one. I mean, so they've got to be back to where the Cardinals are expected to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, when it comes to City SC, they've won 4 out of 24 games this year. They had 6 draws, but obviously they're having a bad season. And last week, I believe Lutz Vandensteel on Sports on a Sunday Morning was calling out the players a bit. I've heard people in the community calling up the ownership. They've had multiple coaches. What is the fix for City SC?
Well, there's zero chance I'm going to call out the ownership. I mean, the ownership has dropped like $1 billion on this entire complex, and they have gone above and beyond building this franchise. There is no doubt about it. They have done all that they can. I was there last night. That stadium is an absolute stunner. They do a great job of marketing and game presentation. That organization has that part of it together. Last night, they found a way to lose. And when things aren't going well and you have a losing team, that's what happens. And last night, they played great in the first half. I mean, great. They dominated. They were up 1-0. The problem is they should have been up 2 or 3-0. And they let a good team back into the match. Minnesota is better than they are. And you cannot let those teams feel like they have a chance. And they did. And they started to put pressure back on City. And guess what happened? A little thing here, a little thing there. Chris Durkin probably wishes he could have that back. He took the shoulder of Yeboah and kind of turned it. And while it didn't look like a big deal, it was worthy of a red card. There was really not much of a protest there. And Yeboah delivered the penalty kick, which 99 times out of 100, those seem to go in. And then Yeboah gets another PK because our video review showed that there was a handball on City's side. And boom, it's 2-1, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the game's over. And so, you know, maybe they ran out of gas. Maybe they just, you know, did not have the aggressiveness that they needed in the second half that they had in the first half. But whatever the case, it was Minnesota's night and not City's, and it's a shame because City outplayed them for a good portion of the game, but that doesn't matter. What matters is what ends up on the board. You got to put the teams away. You got to find opportunities to score. The only goal City scored was on a PK by Leuven. Got to be better.
Coming up, Sports on a Sunday Morning. What do you have today?
Kirk Herbstreit, college football's great analyst, will be with us at 10:45. Lutz Vandensteel at 11:15. John Mozeliak, 11:30. Bernie Miklas, 11:45. We'll also touch on a phenomenal Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner on his 10th and final try, Dick Allen, Dave Parker. I mean, I think that's a 5-man class that's worthy of let's slow down and admire what they have meant to the game and who they are. And a few of them have Cardinals connections. So we'll go through all of that here on Sports on a Sunday Morning today between 10 and 12, and then Cardinal baseball at 1:15.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.